substance in South London. Officers are searching for a man they describe as dangerous. All 27 members of the EU have agreed additional €50 billion aid package for Ukraine. Charles Michel, president of the European Council, says it provides long-term predictable funding for Kiev. It means leaders have overcome objections from Hungary, which vetoed the package back in December. A government minister is standing down at the next election following an arson attack on his constituency office. Last month, Mike Freer, the MP for Finchley and Golders Green, described the threats to his personal safety.
The sad thing is, it's just the latest in a long line of incidents at my office or where a person who's a member of parliament suffered abuse and attacks. Sometimes you kind of try and shrug it off, but obviously when people set fire to something, you set fire to your building, it's very unsettling.
Annual earnings at Shell have fallen by about 30% after energy prices and demand eased off. The firm's chief executive has been on a cost-cutting drive, exiting staff and focusing on products with higher profits. A ban on XL bully dogs in England and Wales comes into effect from today. Those who own one without an exemption may face a criminal record and the dog could be put down. Lee Catherine Solway, who campaigned against the ban, says it's meaningless.
People will simply continue to breed and it will be another dog breed that they conjure up. The type of people that we don't want having any breed of dog. We would prefer to see licensing and stricter laws around breeding.
Similar legislation in Scotland will come in at a later date. Seven-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton will reportedly make a shock move to Ferrari for the 2025 season. Since 2013. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Mix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. Oh, we've just been thinking about glorious sunshine. And we have got some sunshine in Brent, but it's 9 degrees though. It'll be sunny until about 2 o'clock, then it will cloud over, but should remain dry for the rest of the day, going down to about 4 degrees overnight. Friday, 13 degrees and cloudy, and it will be 13 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. The weather will stay the same, pretty cloudy and overcast, but it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very, very good morning. I hope that you're having a fantastic day. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. So me and the camera now with some more music for you. I'm feeling very, very sunny. Do you know what it is? Is when people come in and they talk about your holidays, sometimes you feel like you've gone away yourself. Because holidays, now this is this, okay, because holidays are memories, aren't they? When you think about your holiday, like I can think about Greece and I can really feel that I'll be on that beach in Kefalonia, sitting there watching the water or going for a swim. And you know what, that film Total Recall, which came out probably about 30 years ago now, if you've never seen it, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he goes in and has implanted memories, because lots of people going away on holiday, they have implanted memories. That's what happens in the future. And that's what he does. And it's all very, if you've never seen the film, it's a brilliant, the original Total Recall, not the newer one. The original one was a really good film. And the really young Shane Stone, it was good. So, I'm thinking actually that would I don't want you. So I'm thinking I've got like my memories. But what I'm trying to say is when I go on to Facebook, I love looking. I'm so nosy at these things. I told you I am obsessed with cruising, and I have been for probably about a year of not actually going on a cruise, because I might get seasick. You can take tablets and all sorts of things now. But and you don't always get seasick. Some people are a bit sensitive to it, but you know, the bigger ships, you can't feel them really moving. But I just love watching all the vloggers that go on there, because they show you everything. And it's like you're being nosy. It's like you're saying, come and have a look in my room. This is my room. This is what I've got. And this is my balcony. I love it. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed by looking at other people's holiday stuff. I love it. I love all the travel programmes. Yeah. Good morning to Bob. He did like that video I just sent him. There's a very funny video at the moment. If you get a chance to see it, I saw it yesterday. I hadn't laughed so much in ages. It will do the round, so you might see it. I have put it on my Facebook page. It's on my personal one, which is Miss Michelle Ward, and it is a little bit rude, but not really, really rude, a little bit rude. And what's happened is there are two women, and she's got locked out the house, and her friend's trying to help her through the window to get in. And the laugh, it sounds like me for a start. It's that, you know, when you get that laugh where they can't basically hardly breathe because they're laughing so much. So if you get a chance to have a look at it, it is very, very funny with her trying to get through the window and down the other side. And not something that I probably would attempt. Here's Bee Bakery and Holly Berry with So Hot.
I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function.
The Arena Brentwood to support your local team. Being your local community club and a warm friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us, be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Khan. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
Phoenix FM.
This week, as I'm off tomorrow, I'm having a day off, and I might go, I might pop down. I don't know, I might try and. I ordered that dressing table, it's quite a cheap one, but it's lovely actually. I haven't changed the handles, but I ordered this, I bought it, and then I didn't order a seat. And then I looked around, I thought, oh, I'll just get another seat, another chair. And then looking at the prices of the chairs and the seats and the sort, I was like, oh my god, they're so expensive. So I thought, just buy the one that goes with it, which is kind of like white and plain. Hopefully, it'll be sturdy enough to take my weight. It's quite spindly on the... I don't want to sit on it and end up on the floor. But, yeah, so I've got that, but you've got to put it together. So it arrived just in a flat pack. So I was like, what sort of furniture is that? So I've got to put that... Well, I might get somebody to help me, because I'm a little bit worried just putting it together, because obviously it's a C. If it was anything else, I'd give it a really good go. It should be all right. The thing is, as I said, Dina, earlier, I don't like looking at anything that has instructions, even when I'm doing software, like doing my, you know, because I love using sort of video software, music software, anything at all, apps or sort of, I mean, apps are quite self-explanatory, but even, you know, things that are not. I still don't want to know the instructions. Sometimes I do go onto YouTube and I'll say, how do I do this? Because that's really easy. But a lot of the times I don't. Even for the heating at home, I still haven't looked at the little booklet. Now, it's a booklet with about 10 pages. I still not looked at it to actually set the heating up for you. That's bad. That's because it's getting a bit nippy in the afternoons. I'm like, I'm always a bit cold. And it's something to do with it kind of knocks off in the afternoon when it comes back on. I don't know. I should really spend some time having a look at it. I just hate looking in manuals. I don't know. It's just the thing. It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't have time to read through any instructions or anything. Here's Bananarama with Ross Gibson.
Time. weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews, see you there.
Blast it.
I got away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe.
My guest is coming up next. Before that, what else is coming up on Phoenix FM?
Don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM. I'll be bringing all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally. A bit of chat.
Olivia Cutill.
Hello, how are you, lovely? I'm very well. Now, I do know your father, but he's a drummer. Because I've never looked at the surname correctly. So it is Cuttill.
Yes, Cuttill.
Yeah, there we go. So at least I got that bit right. I've been following you, actually. It sounds, I certainly might sound a bit creepy, but I have been watching you from a couple of years ago with some of your videos, and you have just gone from strength to strength, and now you've got this album out. So before we talk about it, who inspired you to get into music? And tell us about the instruments you play and what you do.
Ah, well, thank you, Bessie, thank you so much. So it was my dad, really, that inspired me to start music. I always wanted to play music. The first instrument that I learnt was drums, and my dad would give me just like random lessons here and there. And then when I got to, in primary school, they started teaching music lessons, and I could either choose a trumpet or a clarinet. So I basically just chose the trumpet and stuck with it for years. It wasn't even that I particularly wanted to play the trumpet. I just stuck with it for a long time because I really wanted to do music. And if this was, you know, if I was going to get lessons from school, then I tried to make the most of it. And then after playing it for maybe 5 years or more, I got introduced to playing jazz. And that's what everything came to me. And I just absolutely fell in love with the trumpet. So now I'm really just playing trumpet. You know, I a little bit on piano, but I really can hardly play. I write a lot, and I write lyrics a lot, and yeah, just writing the trumpet that I'm doing at the moment.
I was going to say, with trumpet, is that similar to, do you actually, I'm going to try to play trumpet, and I'll probably sound atrocious, a very hard instrument to play, but do you actually get the melody in your head when you're jazzing, and then it comes, so are you kind of singing it, if you see what I mean, into the trumpet, is that how it works for you? Do you actually sing it like some guitarists do when they're doing solos?
Yeah, well, physically, no, I'm not actually singing, but, like, you do need to know what you want to play in your head because of the way the trumpet works.
Yeah.
If you play something, your head is singing something else, so you do need to have a good idea of what you want to play in your head, and then it hopefully will come out just as you want it on the trumpet. That's the thing with the trumpet that makes it kind of tricky sometimes when you're a little bit lost and you're like, oh, go to play something, it all goes.
Now, you're playing all over the place, playing all over Essex, and you've recently just launched your album, The Whole Damn Plan, which you did, was it the showcase you did in Leeds?
Yes. So I'm based in Leeds at the moment, but I'm from, like, Essex, East London, kind of. So I've been playing a lot up north, and slowly but surely coming back down and playing some gigs in London and Essex, and I'll be coming down, actually, next week.
Oh, yes,
they're doing
it in February at the Chalkwell Rooms, aren't they?
Yes, I'm playing at Chalkwell Rooms, and the 7th of February I'll be playing at Woolwich
Works in London. And how much are the tickets for that, and where can people find out more?
For the 6th of February, the tickets are £16. You can find them on Annie's Jazz website for the Chalkwell Rooms. 7th of February is actually just being confirmed today, so I don't have much info on it, but if you go on the Woolwich Works website by tomorrow, all the information will be there.
We're going to talk about the album in a second. How do you put music together? So you were saying that you obviously play trumpet and piano. Do you wake up in the middle of the night with melodies, or do you jot down lyrics, or is it different every time?
Yeah, it's maybe not as dramatic as wake up in the middle of the night, but I do kind of get stopped in my tracks with melodies, and I usually just get my phone out and record voice memos, and then I might just be like tied to my phone for the rest of the day, go, oh, actually, I need to record this bit, and by the end of the day, a song might be formed. But whenever I write a song, it's never the same process over and over again. Sometimes I'll literally sit down and be like, I want to write a song, and whatever happens. And sometimes the song just kind of writes itself, and I'm just trying to scribble it down as quickly as I can while it's coming out of my head. So it's always different. Sometimes I'll start with the lyrics, so it's literally just a poem, then I make a melody, and sometimes I start with melody and add a poem. So it's never one way, but it's always the melody. It's always like the lyrics or the melody, not the chords, because that's not really my background. I'm more of a, you know, the trumpet is a melody instrument, not a chordal instrument. So it's always, you know, what's that front line? What's happening at the front there? And then I'll fill in whether I want it to be a Latin or a swing or something New Orleansy or anything like that. That always comes afterwards.
Mm. I've asked a lot of musicians this, and we'll see what your answer is. Do you ever feel that a song is gifted from you? So you get an inspiration for a song and it comes out so quickly, it feels like it's come from somebody else or through the universe for you.
Well, yes, some, like, actually more often than not, I write a song and I'm like, this has to to be a song. It's just come so quickly. Like, this surely is already a song. It felt like it's literally written itself. So yeah, in some ways I do feel like that, but I always have to like reassure myself, no, you have written this song, you have written it, don't worry that it's a song and you've accidentally written someone else's song. But yeah, I often do feel like that, but I think that's a sign of a, you know, when you're happy with your song, that you really think this is a proper thing to work. So hopefully it's a good sign, because I feel it a lot.
With the quintet, who's in it and what are they doing?
Yeah, so I'm playing trumpet and kind of band leader. Then we've got a brilliant vocalist called Izzy Chivers. We've got Tom Harris on piano, Fergus Phil on upright bass, and Miles Pillinger on drums. And we do have a few guests on the album as well, so that's the quintet. But yes, we've got Graham Cuttill on percussion and vocals, Lynn Cuttill on tenor sax, Ernie Moore on flute, James Absalom on soprano, and Alex Fisher, the amazing Alex Fisher, on Barry Sax.
Wow. Now, is Lynn your sister or your mum?
My stepmum.
Stepmum. Oh, wait, excellent. Yeah. So it's all music. Because your dad, I have to say, your dad is one of the best. Not only is he an amazing percussionist and drummer, he's also an amazing singer. So it must have been great growing up in a house with music like that.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. Always surrounded by music, and I'd always be going to gigs with my dad and like just trying to be kind of part of the crew, like packing up everyone and trying to get on a song if I can. So I've been really lucky to have that.
Yeah.
And also my dad's father was also a pianist, so he had that as well. So it's in our blood.
Yeah. And luckily you didn't want to take up the drums, because nobody wants to stay behind after a gig. At least for you, you go, goodbye everybody, I'm going now, and you put your trumpet away and just leave.
Yeah.
you never ever do that as a drummer. So tell us about the album. How long has it taken to put together? And when you're saying about your writing stuff, do you actually notate everything for everybody to play, or do you give people a little bit of creative freedom?
Yeah, there is a lot of creative freedom in terms of improvising and comping. So there's a lot of improvisation in this music, but in terms of like the structure and the dots of like the tune, I've written it all basically. So a lot of these tunes I write, I'm inspired a lot by vocalese, which is when you get a solo and someone puts lyrics to that solo. So a lot of my heads of these tunes sound almost like a solo, but I've actually written it exactly like that. So it might sound like, and Izzy, the singer, is absolutely brilliant, but it might sound like she's making all these melodies up as they are, but I've written them very, like, it's really a hard job for her because I write them really specifically. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to comping and soloing, they've gone, you know, they absolutely make the music blossom, and absolutely. Oh, well, that video is inspired by one of my favourite films, Kill Bill. Actually, a lot of, but also, loads of people, I'm probably on this subconsciously, because I didn't know, but loads of people have been saying, like, some of the looks that I do look really like Frida Kahlo. I love this rose thing. I have a massive crown of roses or flowers on my head. So I'm just really inspired by like the style and it's just such a beautiful look, and the hairstyles and I try and put that into not only but my day-to-day look as much as I can. It's that kind of stuff.
So album, which is called The Whole Plan. How many tracks are on it?
I think there's about 11 tracks.
Yeah. So you're going to be playing all those on the 6th and on the 7th, where people can come and see you live. And are you going to be playing any others as well?
Yeah, so on the 6th I'll definitely be playing a few standards. So we've got 2 sets that night. And I'm going to try and put in a bunch of standards that have inspired the album, so like everything flows really nicely and you can kind of get an idea of the things that have brought me to making this album. I'm not sure about the seventh because it's just taking time today, so if we're doing one set I'll probably just do the album. But definitely on the sixth we'll be playing some of my favourite standards.
Now you're an independent musician as far as I'm aware, so how difficult is life? How difficult is it being an independent musician, and how can people support you?
It's a lot of admin work and like behind the scenes kind of work, but definitely worth it. And I think if people want to help, we'll basically just come to the gigs. I've got some merch that we're selling actually. We've got CDs and lyric books which I made with my incredible sister Isabella Cuttill. She illustrated all of the lyrics from the album. We've got this beautiful book. So if you buy merch and come to gigs, and you can also, all the music is on streaming platforms for free, like Spotify, but you can also go into some platforms where you can buy them, such as Bandcamp. If you wanted to contribute a little bit, you can buy the album. You don't have to do that, but that's if you just want to do an extra contribution. Little things like this make a massive difference to independent artists. It really helps us afford these projects and afford to live and, you know, do these amazing projects. I'm really, really lucky that I am able to do this stuff.
Yeah, and as I always say, if you can like and share, if you don't have any cash yourself, that always helps, because algorithms now stop artists from reaching everywhere they should. And also, when you go onto places like Bandcamp, you can pay £1 for a song, or the normal start is £1, and you can also pay a bit more. So all these things just help, because it isn't just, it's the writing, it's the equipment you have to buy, it's the travel, it's the rehearsals, it's recording, and yes, you do it because you love it, but it is nice to also be able to have some heating and food and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a good way to support musicians as well, CDs, you might think CDs are obsolete, but if an artist has got a CD to sell, they're basically getting probably 90% of the money from the CD, and it takes a lot of work to do it and the artwork and everything else, and you have a physical copy. So I always think it's brilliant to support an artist by buying a CD. That's probably one of the best ways.
And we'll be selling them at both those gigs, the 6th and the 7th, the CD and the book. So if you do want to get one, come on down then, but you'll be able to see them.
Now, are you on socials? Have you got all your socials set up? Are you sort of more on one than another?
Yeah, I'm mostly on Instagram. That's kind of where I promote all the gigs and stuff. So just Olivia Cuttill on Instagram. You'll be able to find everything that I'm up to. And I've also got a website where I try to keep as up-to-date as possible with everything, like, you know, my band camp and my gigs coming up and bits and bobs like that, which is just Olivia Cuttill Music. If you just look that up, I'm sure the website will come up. So both of those things, mostly the Instagram though, if you really want to keep up to date, I'm on that every single day, trying to keep up to date as possible.
Now we're going to play Your Old Man's Plan. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so this I think has to be my favourite song maybe that I've ever written. That's why this is the first track of the album, so if only people listen to this song, I'll still be happy because I just love it so much. It's quite a funny story. So my dad, as we just said, is also a musician, and he's a bit of a schemer, and he likes to come up with these plans that are going to make him loads of money and usually, or almost always these days, I'm kind of at the forefront of this planet. I'm like this star, this thing that people come round from far to come and watch. So you might think we're going to make this massive theatre production, you're going to be at the front of it, and you know, people are going to come from all over the world to watch you, and it's this big beautiful plan. And I'm always like, oh right, he's really got an idea here, and it's really exciting. And for a couple of days he will not talk about anything else. He's pretty much, that's all he wants to say. Then he has to go because he has to call someone else to talk about it. It goes on, and it's like, whoa, like, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, in about less than a week, we're coming up, and something's just changed, and he doesn't really mention his idea, and you're thinking, oh no, it's happening again. And basically, the idea doesn't happen, and he never really speaks about it again. But in a few months, another idea will come along and the whole process will happen again. And it's very exciting and lovely, and it's quite a beautiful trait. Sometimes it can be a bit frustrating, but it is a beautiful thing, and how every time you feel so passionately about it that, you know, I'm going to be this superstar. And I think it's quite beautiful. And basically a couple of months ago he had it again,
yeah.
And I thought, oh, here we go again. And I wrote this song about it, and hopefully you can get the idea. It's really, I absolutely adore my dad, and it's like, it's a love song about this thing, not, oh God, he's on doing it again, you know. It's admiring this trait that he has, which I think is quite endearing.
Now, I have to say that I was talking to one of my drum friends about you, and in fact, people that have seen you have said you've got star quality. Not every musician has, but you've got that. You obviously can see it, but you've definitely got that quality. So you're star to go. You know, those people that you watch and they just go. I think that's exactly what's going to happen to you. So we're all looking forward to saying, I can say, well, I interviewed her, and your dad will be going, that's my daughter.
Thank you.
She's a superstar. It's lovely to talk to you, Olivia. Don't forget that. Details for the website as well, and I will put them up again when this video goes up on Phoenix Event. You can listen again. All details will be there. If you want to see some kind of music, so people like Olivia can go out and create beautiful music, please go on and support as much as you can and share and like. So here we go. This is Olivia Cutty with Your Old Man's Plan. Have a great day, darling.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Sweetheart, I have got a picture. You're gonna be a star. Faint hearts are gonna skip. That's just the way you are. I can see. I can see when all you up there in no time will be riddled with stars. I know it's true. Your old man has found a clue. I'll catch you in a couple days. I'll find it and sketch the way. To your old man's plan. I found a car to get a stay. The engine growls just like a hungry busy bear. We leave the day out. Tomorrow never comes. That roaring engine never runs. Boy, get the road. He's found the street. He's walking down an ice cream.
why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Button Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.buttonspice.com or give us a call on Bradwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Bradwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWB, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available to our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWB Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off a stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
song. I don't know what, I just absolutely love it. I really do. Yeah, that is Jungkook and Usher with Standing Next to You. I thought we'd go up to the news with a bit of a classic track, but I'll save that for... I'm meant to be playing my classic track. In fact, I should have done it after 11 o'clock, so I'm going to play it for you now. My classic track of the day is this one. It's Glen Campbell, Wichita. Join in. One of the best lyrics in the world, this is.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the moon, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine. It's a tall I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than once. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
line, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. I mean, who doesn't want somebody to say that to them? It's a beautiful song. That's Glen Campbell with Wichita Lineman. And also, if you check out any of the lives of him doing that song, sounds incredible, absolutely incredible. That is the late, great Glen Campbell there. So you got me again for the next hour, coming up between 1 and, what am I, no, between 10 and 1, I'm not after 1 o'clock, I won't be here. And I'm getting mixed up with the days. I keep thinking it's Friday because I'm off tomorrow, and it's not, it's actually Thursday, so I'm sorry if I'm confusing everybody by saying, oh, over the weekend. So yes, I've got a short week this week. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it'll be a nice sunny day. Now, if you're fancying something to do on Valentine's Day, Marco Pierre White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn in Brentwood has a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with 5 courses from just £42.50 per person. You can book on 01277 247220 or just have a look online for Marco Pierre White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn in Brentwood. I'll be back with you after this.
Here's the news. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.